Writing Experimental Reports. Good morning, everyone. Today, we'll discuss some preliminaries concerning how to write experimental reports. When you first signed up for a course in university, like a psychology course, chances are that you didn't really expect what was coming in your study, particularly the course emphasis on methodology and statistics. For a few of you, this may have come as a pleasant surprise, provided that you had already known something about the course. For most, however, I dare say, it will undoubtedly have been a shock to the system. No doubt in other parts of your course study, you will read books and journals examining, critically, models and theories, assumptions and hypotheses put forward by scholars and specialists. My task today is to help you understand some of the important features of experimental reports, because you will have to write up some kind of report of this nature if your course gives prominence to practical work, especially experimenting. Then, what is an experimental report? All a report is, really, is the place in which you tell the story of your study, like what you did, why you did it, what you found out in the process, and so on. In doing this, you are more like an ancient storyteller, whose stories were structured in accordance with widely recognized and long-established conventions, than a modern novelist who is free to dictate form as well as content. Moreover, like the storyteller of old, although you will invariably be telling your story to someone who knows quite a bit about it already, you are expected to present it as if it had never been heard before. This means that you will need to spell out the details and assume little knowledge of the area on the part of your audience.